What's up, guys? I know it has been a while since I have actually been on, but I am here to talk about, as you can tell by the title, aggressive affection. I know that sounds a little weird too, I know, but it's something that is near and dear to my heart, and I'm also obviously going to go on tangents because my ADHD will go crazy. So, aggressive affection, and I know that term sounds weird, right? But I have a definition for it, and it's cute aggression, actually. Or affection aggression. What cute aggression refers to is sorry, my alarm went off because it is very early in the morning. Cute aggression refers to an urge to squeeze, bite, or pinch something cute, like a young animal or a human baby, without a desire to cause them harm in response to positive experiences. Some people express their feelings in dimorphous manner, meaning they show both positive and negative reactions. You can have cute aggression in a relationship. So, in relationships, there exists a peculiar phenomenon known as cuteness aggression, as we spoke about just now. It's the feeling, this is another definition, is the feeling of being overwhelmed by cuteness to the point of aggression. When we see something cute, our brains can't help but release happy hormones, but it can also induce the urge to pinch, hug, or even smother the cute thing. So, you know, your brain can get aggressive. So, like, when you're with your significant other, or you're with somebody that you think is super, super cute, and you, like, bite them, like, or you, like, squeeze them really, really tight, or you pinch them because you're just, oh my gosh, they're so cute. Obviously, that's why hickeys exist. I'm just kidding. But, no, I was saying this because I, like, had a recent experience with a person, and they were, like, super, super, like, cute and, like, insanely, like, aggressive with their cuteness, and they would do it with squeezing. So they squeezed me till the point they were like pinching me, and I'd be like, oh my god, that's a little painful, you're gonna have to stop. Yeah, no, I don't even talk to that person. So it really do be like that. Some I'm just kidding, it really do be like that though. I feel like that I'm going to go on a tangent. I feel like sometimes you tell people exactly what you do not like, and they do exactly what you do not like, and it just turns you off. I think a bad thing about me is that, like, I cancel. I will be like, it is so late, I can't do this. And I recently did that. I do that with my friends. I do that with, like, people that want to go on dates. I do that to people that, like, and that is an acuteness overload. It's a I'm drained overload. And I cannot, like, find myself enough energy to continue to stay awake. So, like, I need to, like, be at home, cuddled, cozy, full. Like, I, like, want to eat food and just go to sleep. And I feel like that's such a bad trait sometimes, especially if you want to, like, have a relationship with another person. But, you know, you have to take care of you. I feel like that's the biggest thing, is that people don't understand, is that, like, it has nothing to do with you. If people, like, go out of your life, it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them. Like, as of, you know, I remember, like, a couple weeks ago, I told this person, I'm gonna say a couple weeks, so, like, I don't know, a couple months, I told this person that I do not like going fast. I like going slow, and I like it to be slow, and I like everything to be slow. And they honestly couldn't respect that, and they were like continuously pushing boundaries. And then you know, and they would text me every day, and then one day they just stopped texting me. They stopped answering. So like I was like, okay, you clearly, and I don't know the real reason why they stopped talking to me, but I can tell you that the only other reason that I know is that I had talked to another person. And you know, it's so weird when you're like talking to a bunch of people, or you're just not even, you're talking to one person at a time, but like you have different experiences with different people, right? So I had an experience with a person and they ghosted me because they said, and it's, I hate the word ghosting, they stopped completely talking to me because they said that I knew what I wanted, and that like terrified them. And because they said they could never be able to live up to that expectation because they don't even live up to their own expectations of themselves, which is called like their self-identity. So like they couldn't even like live up to that. So like they're like, there's just no way that I could live up to like actually being a good boyfriend for you, because you expect so much already out of yourself and you do so much for yourself that like I can't add anything to that. And that's literally what they explained to me. And I remember being like, well, I'm not asking really that much of you. I'm asking you to benefit my life in a way that like I can benefit my own, you know, like you to be like the person that I go to help or like to need when I need you, and you be there for me and blah, 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 blah. And just call me Boo Boo the Fool. Just call me Boo Boo the Fool, because like they had ghosted me, right? And then I had like talked to them again, and then they did the same thing. Because it's because I didn't put up with something, and I was like, I don't care. They were like, we were supposed to hang out, right? And they knew that we were going to hang out. And this is a different situation because it was during the day. I'm a very big day person. I like doing things during the day. I do not really like doing things at night, if I'm going to be completely honest. I am a night owl at home. Like, I do not want to be out. Like, I can't do it. If I do it, then I, like, need to, like, sleep the rest of the next day, because I just do not like being out all the time. So, I don't remember what I was talking about. They told me that we were going to hang out. And I said, okay, we're going to hang out, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to come see you at this time, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, oh, I don't know, because like I actually have to like help somebody do this thing. And I was like, how long did you know about that? And they're like, oh, I knew about it like a week ago, but like I didn't know that something, something. And I was like, you knew you're going to do this thing a week ago. So why'd you make plans to like, why don't you just cancel with me right away? Or like tell me to reschedule it or something. And I just like was like, okay, whatever. But see, that's another thing that like I cancel last minute, and like, you know, I don't like try to drag it on. I was just like, but I am bad. Like I am bad. I like accidentally like said, I was like on my way to the place with this person and we're supposed to hang out or like, you know, whatever, go on a date. And I said, no, like I am too tired, like I feel so bad, but like I am too exhausted, like I will not have fun and you will not have fun because I will be tired the entire time. Like when I get to a point of being tired, and it's only 9 o'clock at night, it's like I'm so just exhausted. So I was like, I can't do this. Like, and that person, I said, I texted them and I was like, okay then, well, have a good day. And I never texted them again. And it was funny, too, because they, like, I think they messaged me on another app and, like, said I looked pretty or some shit. And I remember being like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm not doing this again. I'm not talking to you again. You know, I'm not talking to you again because, like, I don't want to waste time with you. Like, you know, and ideally it was funny because it's always like people will be like, you're perfect. You're everything that I've been searching for. And I'm like, I'm not. Because you don't know what, because you don't have anything together. Even if you did have things together, you don't have your mental state together. Like, you don't have your mental health together. So, like, why would I want to be with you? So there are things that are specific things too that I feel like that are red flags. And is this an episode about red flags or cuteness aggression? If this is for women and this is for men, if a man or a woman wants to just touch you the first time they meet you, they want to fuck you. They do not care about your feelings and they do not want to get to know you as a person. And even if they do, because I like explained to one person, I said, listen, this is love bombing. What you're doing is love bombing. That's what it feels like. And they had no idea what love bombing was. And I was like, I feel like a lot of things, I was calling out this person and I was like, you are doing a lot of things that are just not like realistic. Like, this is not real. You do not know me well enough for you to say these things to me. And I was like, yeah, yes, you could, like, you can gain my trust. Like, I trust you, but I, like, am so iffy about who you are as a person. You know, I think that's the biggest thing, is that when you're dating people or getting to know people in general to become friends, you do not know them well enough. And they, like, and I feel like I attract a lot of the exact same type of people. So, like, I'll be like, man, you suck. Like, and I'm not saying that people suck. Every person sucks. There's something about every person that's, there's something wrong with them, 100%. But I'll be like, why did I do this to myself? Like, why am I in this situation with this person? And then I go, oh yeah, my attachment issues. Oh yeah, I have these, like, but I'll be secure. So, like, now, like, I'll just constantly call people out on things if I'm, like, with them. Like, I can call myself out as being a person that, like, hey, I can't do some things. Like, yeah, like, I am not perfect. This person is not perfect either. A lot of the times, people, because people, everybody has narcissistic tendencies, but a lot of narcissists will never believe that they are narcissists. They will never believe that they are being narcissistic. And I'm like, you do narcissistic things. You are narcissistic. And it's okay to be this way, but it's also, like, better to be conscious of the fact that you do these things. Because if you're unconscious, all willy-nilly, the amount of people you're going to fucking hurt besides yourself is insane. Insane. Like, I think the biggest thing is that, like, when you hear somebody say how much they hate themselves, that is a bad fucking sign. It's like a terrible thing. And I know this sounds so weird, but I know somebody that would literally consistently, what's the word called? I want to say sleep deprived, but it's not that. It's like self-deprecate. People that self-deprecate are narcissistic. And they are. Like, if you continuously talk bad about yourself, bro, like, there is something wrong. Like, there is 100% something wrong. Because then you can then you manipulate other people. And it just, like, ugh. It makes me so upset. But that's, like, how psychology works. Like, you have the ability to manipulate other people. But, like, are we using that power for good or are we using that power for bad? You know, ethically, like, do you think it's okay for you to be, like, and people say it's fishing for compliments. No, people that are narcissistic will continuously be, like, all about self-image. And that's why, like, when I think about fake people, I just think about narcissism. And I think about, like, why it doesn't matter how good you look. It matters about how good of a person you are and what you do for not only yourself, but for other people. But in order to have a secure attachment, you literally have to be good with yourself. So, yeah. Anywho. I'm very happy that I exist in the world. And I know that things are hard and difficult, but cute is aggression, am I right? My foot is asleep. Anyways, I know there's a lot of tangents in this, but, you know, all that to say is that, like, narcissists will do that. Even people that, and I hate that I bring that up. It's just that I know so many people that are narcissistic. And then I feel like I attract people that are in fields that are narcissistic. So, yeah. I think the biggest thing is that when you, like, stop talking to somebody or, like, say, like, hey, this isn't gonna work. Like, here, I'm gonna tell you, the first time I ever, like, was with my boyfriend, like, my first boyfriend, right? I think they broke up with me, right? And I was like, I have no idea how the fuck you're breaking up with me. You're a fucking loser. Like, and all this stuff. And I remember being like, nobody's superior to other people. That's literally what he would say. And I'd be like, in this situation, I think that I am better than you. And that sounds so bad to say out loud, but like, he was terrible to me. And I have witnesses, so I don't care. And, but I think that, what was it? I didn't have a boyfriend at the time and I was single and, I was talking to one person, I think, and they like, oof, I think I went on a couple dates with them and they like, they were weird. They definitely needed help too. Everybody needs help, but I remember being like on my period and they couldn't understand me being on my period. I was like, okay, I'm never going to see you again, am I? But so I had seen this person and they, I think my ex, like, you know, when people are like, oh, you should like just one more time. So I think I'm pretty sure I had like sex one last time with my first boyfriend. And I think he wholeheartedly thought that like we're gonna get back together because we're gonna work it out or something. And he said, I don't know, remember, he said, he was like, okay, do you want to get back together or something? And I literally looked at him and I said, you think we're gonna get back together? No, we just had sex. There's no feelings in me having sex with you. I was like, you just have a big dick. That's it. I don't want to get back with you. I was like, in fact, I don't even care about you anymore. Like, I was like, just, yeah, like, you were infatuation. And I remember him being like, what? And I was like, I was finally, like, learning. I knew what narcissism was, and I started learning about it, and I was like, you're an asshole. And I think it was the first time I ever, like, I screamed, fuck you, at this person, and I was like, I really meant it, because I don't be saying that to people. And I was like, literally, fuck you, bro. Like, I don't care. Like, and then I think the next week they started fucking, like, a different girl every single night. They started doing a bunch of drugs, like, and I remember being like, yeah, like, I don't care about you anymore. Like, what you put me through, I will never, ever forget. So here are the symptoms. Am I going to change this episode? Probably not. But here are the symptoms of somebody being a fucking narcissist. They text you consistently. Then they stop texting you. And then they come back. And then they take you on dates. But they only ever wanted to go on dates super, super late at night. They never wanted to, like, they never wanted to show me off. They never posted me on social media. Like, they always wanted to be looking at my phone at stuff. And I remember texting my friend and I said, hey, what are you doing today? And, like saying what's up. And they told me that I was cheating. So I knew that they were cheating. Because if somebody is accusing you of cheating, 100%, like, 100%, it's usually because that person is cheating. especially if it was like that. It's different if you like see a pattern or something, because then you could be like, I have all this evidence. Yeah, I know you're cheating. You know, it's different. But like, I was like obsessed with him. Like, I was wholeheartedly obsessed with him and infatuated with him. I was not cheating on him. Like, I was like in love. Like, you know, infatuation. I wasn't actually in love because I didn't even fucking know him that well. Let's see another thing. He he missed my birthday. And I feel like that's a tall like tale. And then he broke up with me 2 weeks later, not even like 10 days later. He said that he felt like he was a loser, and he is. So like, even now, I'm not even gonna lie, I have no idea what he's doing, don't give a fuck, but I'm wholeheartedly believing that he's still a loser. Like, and you know, I don't care. It's just, and there are people in your life that you're gonna be like, they're just the they're just it was a canon event that I went through. And I'm not saying that everybody should go through this, because I do not think so. But then I met somebody that like became the love of my life. So like, I don't care. I don't care. Like, so anywho, I'm just saying, those are the symptoms. They act like so great and they're awesome, and they like put off a facade to like be your perfect person, and then they're not, because they're lying to themselves. They hate themselves. Ugh, baby, please don't ever hate yourself, okay? Anywho, I love you guys, and I hope that you have a wonderful day, night, morning, whenever you listen to this. And I know it was about acuteness, aggression, but I'm about to be like narcissistic tendencies. But anyways, I hope you have a good week. I know this is a little late, but I love you guys. If you ever want to text me, if you ever want to like get in touch with me, my Instagram, my Snapchat is Filipina Vlogs, FilipinaVlogz. Okay, message me on there. And I'm so excited to be alive, and I am thankful for you. And I know my voice is a little low and it's a little ugly, and I'm sorry. But I love you guys so much. Okay, have a wonderful day, night, morning, you know what I mean. Mahagita.